Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
When morning fills the sky, our heart's awaking cry, may Jesus Christ be praised. In all our works and prayer, his sacrifice we share. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day when from our hearts we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The power of darkness fear when this glad song they hear. May Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven our joy will be to sing eternally. May Jesus Christ be praised. Let earth and sea and sky from depth to height reply, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth now sing to our eternal King. May Jesus Christ be praised. By this eternal song, through ages all along, may Jesus Christ be praised. Awake, lyre and harp with praise, let us wake the dawn. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadows of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by.
I call to God the Most High.
To God who has always been my help, may he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me.
May God send his truth and his love.
My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword.
O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth.
They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves.
My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready.
I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn.
I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples.
Among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the sky. Oh God, arise above the heavens.
May your glory shine on earth.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil. And we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us wake the dawn. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on the distant coasts and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. The grain, the wine, the oil, the sheep, the oxen, they themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, the young men and the old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once, they were astounded. Dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgment. Walk through Zion, walk all round it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is He who leads us. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, the body of your risen Son is the temple not made by human hands, and the defending wall of the New Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Let justice descend on heaven like dew from above. Let gentle rain, let the skies drop down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. let justice also spring up. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. You will see his glory within you. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. I will help you, says the Lord. I am your Savior, the Holy One of Israel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He has promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. I will help you, says the Lord. I am your Savior, the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray to God our Father, who sent his Son to save mankind. Show us your mercy, Lord. Father most merciful, we confess our faith in your Christ with our words. Keep us from denying him in our actions. Show us your mercy, Lord. You have sent your Son to rescue us. Remove every sorrow from the face of the earth and from our country. Show us your mercy, Lord. Our land looks forward with delight to the approach of your Son. Let it experience the fullness of your joy. Show us your mercy, Lord. Through your mercy, make us live holy and chaste lives in this world, eagerly awaiting the blessed hope and coming of Christ in glory. Show us your mercy, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty Father, give us the joy of your love, to prepare the way for Christ our Lord. Help us to serve you and one another. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.